so 200,000 new jobs, and you write in your Fed blog, it sounds 2 years, 200,000 jobs, sounds a little like maybe something else is going on.
Yeah, it's pretty clear he misspoke here, because he said that under the Obama administration, government has added 200,000 new jobs, which is almost certainly not the case. What I think he was referring to is the number of people hired by the government in the past 2 years, which is give or take 200,000. But that's very different. The vast, vast majority of those were replacing people who either had quit or retired. So the numbers on actual jobs added under the Obama administration are much smaller than what he was talking about.
And so what, and his other quote that's being tossed around a lot right now is he said that if federal jobs are lost, and his quote is, so be it. I'm sure feds will deeply appreciate that.
Yes, I think they probably will.
How can you not have your heart warmed?
Yes, I think it passed the point of being surprised
at
this stage. But and it was a little odd that he chose. I mean, that he chose to formulate it that way. I mean, the way he was talking about the numbers, he could have made a pretty good case, I would think, for say a hiring freeze. I mean, you could argue, hey, we hired 200,000 people. If we just stopped replacing people who left, we could save a whole bunch of money. I'm not arguing for or against that, but that's a point he could have made instead of going straight to, hey, if we throw these people out of work, so be it, which is really, I think, under any scenario, not very realistic that's going to play out, that there's going to be some sort of huge scale riff that would get rid of tons of federal jobs. And what's more likely is some form of a hiring freeze, I think.
Well, and it also doesn't, and yesterday we were, of course, talking budget, and it doesn't, this doesn't seem like a real just freezing, those kinds of things don't seem like really a good way of running an organization. Instead of saying, hold on, here's what we want to do, here's what we can't do because we don't have the money, and then putting the right people with the right right skills and the right resources to do that effectively, this seems to be the antithesis of that.
Yeah, there's very little, as usual, rationality in the federal budgeting process. I mean, if you start with the fact that all of the arguments take place over about 10% of actual federal spending, Slate had a great thing yesterday saying, like, if the federal government's income was $60,000, or that the cuts that Obama was talking about were on the order of $750.
Right.
I mean, it's really not in the scheme of things, where the real money is. And you're right that there's no, it's not as though either side is coming at this saying, like, okay, let's look at what we just ought not to be doing and end that entirely and remove the people and the money that are devoted to that. It's not that rational. It's sort of cutting here and there and taking broad brush things like saying we're just going to have a pay freeze or a hiring freeze and just figure out how to manage around it.
So as you read this, are there particularly big winners and or losers out of this?
Well, mostly losers.
Yeah.
I think nobody or very few organizations are getting what they really would like. There are certainly areas where the president is talking about making targeted investments and wanting to do things in terms of energy research and high-speed rail and that kind of thing. And there are pockets where the federal organizations are going to get bigger and the spending is going to get bigger. Cybersecurity is one where DHS is asking for a pretty substantial budget increase and an increase in the number of personnel devoted to cybersecurity. And I think there's just general belief that the government needs to beef up its capacity in that area or we could be in for, something very bad happening.
And if you work in cybersecurity issues, you're probably you're more comfortable than if you're working in other domestic discretionary spending.
Yes, exactly. In most areas, it's pretty they're looking at, fairly significant cuts, not huge cuts. And again, not cuts in the areas where, you know, the real money is in the federal budget, really. You know, and not big workforce reductions. I mean, when Boehner talks about workforce reductions, even if you did look at the real numbers about where federal employment is going up, I mean, the big things are things like the Border Patrol. I don't think anybody, particularly Republicans, are going to be out front saying we need to cut back on the Border Patrol.
Yeah. Oftentimes there's management issues that come through the budget. See, anything strike you as particularly that showed the direction that the Obama administration is going to go in?
You know, I think the sort of, at first glance, the interesting thing about management initiatives was the message appeared to be sort of stay the course. There wasn't a lot of new initiatives that they laid out, other than to say again that they're going to take a look at reorganization of government. I think making it even clearer that that's really going to focus on commerce and trade related operations, and it may not get any further than that. But for the rest of it, so it's things like the high priority performance goals that they unveiled last year. They basically said, you know, just keep on doing what you're doing, and we're going to expect you to report on them.
Well, and the government reorganization is something that's new in the budget, and of course the president first spoke about it the State of the Union address. It's interesting because I was talking to some administration officials. They're very excited and very hopeful about the potential that comes from reorganization of government. And yet, in 15 minutes here or so, we're going to talk to an AU professor who's written the book on the subject. A lot of folks, are very skeptical at best.
Yeah, I think if they actually follow through on large scale reorganization, number one, they will be among the very, this will be among the very few presidents who actually made it through, saw such an idea through to its conclusion. And number two, they'd be maybe the first to get any political value out of it. It's just not the kind of thing that has a long-term, that has a long, much long-term political value.
And it's very difficult. And we've seen, DHS, which we're 8 years into DHS. It takes a long time for these things to actually, settle in. And in fact, I was talking to one person who said, DOD reorganized 60 years ago. They've almost got it right. It's hard to do.
It's very hard to do, and very rarely does it make a substantial difference in how government works. On the DOD side, they have had, like when they did the Goldwater Nichols reorganization, I think back in the mid-80s, that did make a big difference, and I think they became a lot more effective in terms of the way they were able to operate as a result of that. But moving boxes around on the civilian organizational chart just generally doesn't have, there's just usually, there's not a lot of savings associated with it, and that's when people just get disinterested in following through on it. And I think it's less important than it used to be. Like, these lines on organizational charts, just in an era when communication is so much faster than it was, and the capacity for people to collaborate is better than it ever was, these things just don't really matter as much as they used to.
And in an Egypt world, it seems like a little surreal to be figuring out org charts.
Yes, it does. And it's hard for me to believe they're going to actually follow through on it on a large scale.
And we're way over time. But managers, this is a tough time for managers to really make sense of what you do. Where do you focus and keep your employees focused on the jobs?
Yeah, I think in terms of motivating employees, I'm getting the sense, based on the feedback we're getting from our readers and reaction to things that we post, that, morale is really dipping. And I think it's a very tough environment in which to keep people motivated on their jobs. It's, the sort of bad news just keeps coming sort of one thing after another. And I think outside of certain pockets, it's going to be a real challenge for managers to say, hey, everything's going to be okay. Focus on the job at hand.
Tom Shoup, he's the editor-in-chief of Government Executive Magazine. Or lack of money, right?
Yeah, exactly.